Gardening with Gavin from Lee Rowan's Garden World.
Well, he's finally back with us. Gav, you there?
I most certainly am.
It's nice to talk to you again, Gav. Did you enjoy your break?
Well, look, the first 2 weeks were fabulous. Last week, as in last week, Dad and I decided to go up to one of our local shopping centres, and unfortunately, both ended up with the influenza A virus.
Oh, no good.
Dad spent 4 days in hospital, and I spent a week and a bit lying flat on my back in bed, sick as a dog.
Oh, that's no good, Gav.
I don't think I've anything hit me so bad in ages.
Well, the thing is, I mean, they've been warning us for a while, actually, that there's you know, bad influenza bug going around this winter. So it looks as though it unfortunately it caught up with your Gav.
So my advice is, if you've had your flu injection, don't think you're completely immune, because it turns out that you're not.
Do you know, I've heard that story time and time and time again. I mean, I don't get the flu injection any time, but I think I've had one flu injection, I suppose, in the last maybe decade. And you are right, though. I've heard so many people say, oh, you know, I'm really sick. I have the flu, and I had a flu injection just a couple of weeks ago. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I've had 34 of them. Working with the public, you tend to have one every year, because you know, all those people standing on the other side of the counter sniffling and coughing and carrying on. And so I've always done it, but I tell you what, I've never had anything this bad.
Yeah. So how are you feeling now? Are you feeling a bit better?
Yeah. I mean, look, you get a residual cough for a while and cough, but you certainly feel a heap better.
Yeah. You just got to do the right thing and rest up and try and get over it as soon as you can, because it can linger around too, can't it?
Exactly right. Mm. Very true.
Anyway,
very true.
We have other things to talk about than talking about the flu. We have this subject today, how to bring colour into the garden in the middle of winter.
Well, yes, look, it's been so dreary, and, you know, we've had a lot of weekends with a lot of rain, but I want to let people know that there are so many things out there that are either in flower or have lots of colour at this time of year, right in the dead of winter. I went for a walk around the nursery, and it's like there's so many things out here that, as I said, have either lots of colour on them or lots of flowers. So I've made up a bit of a list, because you can get excited in the garden in winter. There is no reason why not. Just because the weather's a bit dismal doesn't mean the garden has to be. So, you know, we'll start off with things like, we've talked about these before, the beautiful Camellia sasanquis. Fabulous screens, fabulous hedges, all flower through winter. Pinks, whites, reds, whites and pinks together, some lovely colours, flower for months through the winter months. That would be the ideal first thing. And then, of course, you've got your traditional little low things, little fillers that you can put in pots on balconies or window boxes or just in shady spots in the gardens. Things like pansies, of course, are all out at the moment. Their smaller cousin, the violas, one that is coming in now with some beautiful bright colours, polyanthus. Now, polyanthus are probably the brightest colours you will ever get. They come in purples, mauves, pinks, reds, whites, yellows, all sorts of really bright colours, and they will give you a pop of colour anywhere that you need it, any of those little dull spots, just to put three or four in a little pot on a veranda, on a table, will give you that colour for the next 2 or 3 months through winter. An interesting one is the ornamental kale. Now, for people that don't know kale, it's very, very similar to the cabbage family, except these are ornamental. They're either purple or white, and they look for all the world like a purple cabbage growing. Very, very popular where you just want, again, just that pop of colour in mauve or the pure white. I've even seen them done where somebody has done them as a border around a garden, like a mauve border edge in these things, and they're really very, very striking. Another one that's an interesting one that's out in flower now is a succulent called a calanchoe. Now, calanchoes traditionally flower in winter. Again, really, really bright colours, oranges, yellows and reds. The flowers sit up maybe about a ruler above the plant. All flower through the winter months. Now, these things you can bring inside while they're in flower if you want that pop of colour inside, and then when it finishes, put it back out again. But they will flower for quite a few months. A lovely, tough little plant that I know is very popular are the nandinas. Now, nandinas are a little shrub, and there's a particular one called Obsession, which is bright red. Now, nandinas tend to colour up. It's a coloured foliage. They don't tend to flower. It's a coloured foliage that the colder the nights get, the more colour comes into it. There's a lovely one called Obsession, which is the reddest. There's a Moonbay, which is more of an orange. And there's a lovely one called Lemon and Lime, and it goes that real lemony colour through winter. So nandinas, commonly known, I suppose, as the sacred bamboo. Only small, though. Most of these don't get any higher than about a metre, but lots and lots of colour the colder it gets. And then, of course, you've got early flowering lavenders. Now, there are so many lavenders, and some of them are already out. There's a particular one called Winter Lace, which, as the name suggests, starts to flower towards the middle of winter. So it's all coming out now in the nursery. It's a lovely one if you want that cottage garden look. Again, that lavender mauve.
Okay.
Very, very nice. Hellebores, commonly known as a winter rose. Now, I don't know if anybody will know a hellebore. Very popular up in the Blue Mountains. Very good for the shade. Fabulous where you've got shade trees through the summer. They may lose their leaves in winter and let the light through. Hellebores flower through the winter. And they are beautiful whites, mauves, and reds. Very, very nice. If you want a climber, there's a fabulous climber out everywhere now. I've noticed it's in flower, and it's called the orange trumpet vine or pyrostegia. And I noticed there's quite a few around. You'll see growing over garages in older suburbs or over fences, and they've all got the big, bright orange trumpet flowers on them at this time of year. Really good for a show of colour. And the last one on my list is a plant called a loropetalum called Plum Gorgeous. Now, it really is a gorgeous plant with a real plum-coloured foliage all year round. And then in spring, it has these little bright, what would you call them, candy pink, more like a little fluffy flower that comes on them, but very, very popular for that lovely plum-coloured foliage, which it tends to carry all year round. So between all of those, you can really create a bit of interest, a bit of excitement, and a bit of colour in your winter garden.
Absolutely. Gee, there was an extensive list there, and some people would think, oh, you know, during winter, all those sort of things
there's
aren't available.
Not happening.
Yeah. They think, oh, you know, things go a bit quiet and whatever, but after you've gone through that whole list, it goes to show there's plenty of varieties out there that you can put in your garden, isn't there?
Absolutely. Between coloured foliage and flowers, you can really get a bit of interest going, even though the weather hasn't been ideal for winter gardening.
Yes, and the other thing I probably would like to also ask you today, whilst we have you here, Gav, and you've gone through all the varieties there of one wonderful colour that you can put in your garden during the wintertime. If people have any questions or if they're a little bit uncertain about where they can maybe put these in their garden and all that sort of thing, you're happy to help out if they come down to the nursery if you've got time?
Oh, absolutely. Look, and on the days that I'm not here, because I'm not here 7 days a week, don't wish that upon me. The list is always left. Whenever I do a talk, the list is always left on my desk so that my offsiders here know exactly what I've talked about, and they can certainly help on the days I'm not here. Other than that, absolutely. Come down, say hello. Especially through the week, come down and give us even if you've got a bit of a few photos of your garden, you say, will some of those plants work in this spot? very easy to do now with mobile phones.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's a good. That's
not
actually
like the old days where we had to take the photos in to get processed. Now you just flick a few photos on your phone and bring that with you.
That's a good idea. So there's another tip as well. If you have a garden and you have some space or whatever, what you can do is just take the photo, take it down to Gav, and then he can make suggestions on what you can actually put in that part
absolutely.
Of your garden.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing I'd like to say is our new primed website, our new fabulous website is now up and running. Now, I know I've been talking about this for months, but it is, as of the 1st of July, it has actually been up and running. It's fabulous, and if you want to have a good look on it, I tell you, have a good browse through it. They've done a lot of work on it, so it looks really, really good.
Okay, you better give us a little bit of a heads up. Where do we go to find that website?
Okay, so it's www.leerowans.com.au.
Okay, so leerowans.com.au. They have a brand new website. You want to check that out and have a look at some of the wonderful things they have on that website, which is now as we
specials that just apply to the website. So get on there and have a look.
Awesome stuff. Okay. I was just having a think before you go, and I can't believe it. It'd just about be rose season now, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Roses are all in. Next week, I thought we'll talk about how to cut them back successfully.
Yes.
How to do it, when to do it. Well, when to do it is, of course, this month. And we'll go through that next week.
That sounds excellent. Yes, I'm looking forward to that because, as you know, I love my roses. And last year, I dropped down. We had a bit of a chat about what roses that Lee Rowan's had, and I bought a few off you there. And who knows, Gav, you might be getting a knock on your door again for me this year.
Well, we actually did that before I went on holidays. I think you must have been doing the morning show.
Ah, yes, I was. Yes, I was filling in.
We did all the varieties. So, yes, this week, I think next week, we shall talk about how to look after them at this time of year and what to do, what angle to give them a cut, when to do it, all that sort of thing.
That sounds fantastic. I'll be listening very intently next week, that's for sure. I mean, I listen intently every week, but next week when it comes to pruning roses and whatever, I'll certainly be taking a very vested interest in what you have to say.
Now, look forward to it,
And now for our new listeners, if they're wondering where Lee Rowan's Garden World is, can you point us in the right direction?
I most certainly can. It's 381 Hillsborough Road at Warners Bay. Now, Hillsborough Road basically runs all the way from Charlestown all the way down underneath the bypass down to Warners Bay, and we are right down at the Warners Bay end.
Sounds good. Okay, well, we look forward to, again, catching up with you next week to talk about pruning roses and getting ready for the rose season. And as always, we appreciate all your wonderful advice, all your comments, and you have a wonderful rest of the week, and we'll catch you next Wednesday.
Absolutely. Shall look forward to it.
There he is, Gav from Lee Rowan's Garden World. Drop on down. He's a really good bloke. And I can assure you, from my personal recommendations, he looks after me every time I go down there with any questions I might have in regards to my garden and my roses and other things I have in my garden. Gav's always happy to talk to you and give you the best advice that he can. We'll have more of our gardening show, as we said, next Wednesday at the same time. So if you are into your roses, make sure you listen next week.